Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes show. I'm here with Chris Billingsley Jr. from Brent, Alabama, who's a member of the Mississippi State baseball team. Matter of fact, he's a pitcher. You know his name. He started against Southern Mississippi and, of course, against Grambling this past week. Chris, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How does it feel to all of a sudden now establish yourself out there? And in ways, obviously a starter, because you've started the last two midweek games. So how does it feel here midway through the season and with a top five team to be helping in the aspect that you are?
I mean, it feels great. I mean, now that some of the midweek guys that we had, like Charlie and Duke, they moved up to weekend. Obviously, we needed a guy to step up, and I'm glad that Coach Parker and Coach O'Connor just believed in me, and I've gotten comfortable on the mound, and just the two starts I've had has been the best thing ever for me.
What's working for you out on the mound right now?
Really just the confidence I have in my stuff, just my fastball, getting it to a spot I need, and working my off speed. I mean, I've been working two pitches, so that's the only thing I needed. So that's, yeah, it's great.
So you came the JUCO route. How much did JUCO at East Central Community College here in Mississippi help prepare you for the Southeastern Conference?
Just the toughness part. I mean, being up under Coach Holloman was very tough, but he pushes you to be your best athlete. So just going through the toughness of the just playing and giving it your all, it just helped me to come here, and it being kind of easy, just having to adapt to the SEC.
Obviously, this is a faith-based show, so I want to talk about your faith in Christ. How did you become a Christian?
I was kind of born into it. I've always grew up around church, but I just recently started getting more. I felt like these past 4 months have been the best of my faith, but because I just was in a moment where I just felt like I needed God more than I just needed to be around anybody else. And I've been studying and reading my Bible and praying a lot more, and it's just taking me just high levels in just baseball and in life.
So nothing that you could point to in particular, just the Lord speaking to your heart that you really needed to be closer to Him?
I'm not really. Just, I'd say just me reading the Bible, just Him, like, knowing that I don't have to worry about anything, that I don't have to worry about the future, that He holds my future, and I just have to believe in Him.
So you're wearing a shirt that says prayer changes everything. How have you experienced where prayer has changed something in your life that is God has shown that miracle to you?
Man, I mean, anytime I'm going through something, I just pray. I mean, it's not a 1 minute prayer, not a 30-second prayer. I take time to talk to Him and just dwell on what I need to do better, and how He can give me strength, because, you know, He has all strength, and just Him just giving me strength to do whatever's possible, because anything with Him is possible.
In the game of baseball, you could go out there and do everything right, still lose the game. In the game of baseball, you can go out, do a lot wrong, and you can win the game. It's kind of an odd sport sometimes, but it teaches you a lot about life. Where has the game of baseball helped teach you about life, and also what it's like to be of faith, where you go through ups and downs?
Well, that's another thing in my prayer. I mainly say, Lord, whatever happens in the game, just bad or good, just let me stay centered. You being in the center of my life, but I've obviously had a few bad games, but just knowing that the sun's gonna come up tomorrow. I mean, you have chances after chances. You just have to make the best of it.
How can you, like wearing this shirt, I guess, be a light for Christ while being a baseball player here at Mississippi State?
Then again, I mean, in my prayer, I pray that I just be a light to anybody that comes my way. I mean, just showing people that I'm of spirit. I'm like, I have joy. Like, I come to the locker room every day with a smile on my face, no matter if I'm going through something or whatever's going on. I just show that I'm uplifted, and I just know that God has my back in anything I do. And just even if in class, I mean, I just come and people acknowledge my shirt, and it just shows that other people around believe that. And I just want people that don't believe it just to get into it, just looking at me and seeing that I'm so uplifted just by the Spirit of God, and just wanting to get into knowing who God is.
Mississippi State pitcher Chris Billingsley Jr. on your radio dial. Before we let you go, I got to ask you about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes here at Mississippi State and the FCA director, Justin Pigott. He roams the dugout because he's the team chaplain. How important has he been in your life, being not only same position here at Mississippi State, a pitcher, but also now, I'm sure, giving you advice, but also in your faith?
Then again, 4 months ago, I started going to FCA, and he was the first guy I met. Really great guy. He's given me the knowledge of just knowing what to do, and just my faith, prayer, and he's given me confidence in the speaking up in FCA, and that's something that I've always wanted to do, and just giving me knowledge on what about who God truly is, and I really appreciate Justin.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate your time, and you share your faith here on the show. Chris Billingsley Jr., a member of the Mississippi State baseball team. He's one of the hurlers for Coach Parker and Coach Oak and this team. We'll be back next week with another Mississippi State baseball player talking about their faith in Christ right here on the Fellowship of Christian Athletes show. I'm Jason Crowder.